Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Some people need to get those verbal hands every now and then. In fact, more often than not.
Down here in his home state of Texas, so at least you can do slip.
Live from the Mokarum Injury Lawyers Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Shout out to Dave Grohl and company. I know maybe people say Kurt Cobain when you first hear that, but I'm more of a Dave Grohl guy. I am. Shout out to
so talented.
To very, very talented. All right, it is that time, and we are so happy. Our guy, man, Robert Flores, he is a distant fifth member of this show. Roflo, you can catch him every single morning, MLB Central. And by the way, they're celebrating their 1,000th episode.
Come on.
Tomorrow. Boy, that sounds like a good stable job you got over there, Robert.
Wow, dude.
Hey. It's tough out in these streets now.
Ain't lying. So.
Yeah. You need me to come at 9 a.m., 9 p.m., 9:30 p.m.?
I'll be there.
Yeah, I'm here. I ain't got nothing to do.
You need me to be in Wisconsin? You need me to be in New York? Wherever it is.
Dude, man. Once you start getting older, that's when they're like, you know what? We need to go with someone younger, a.k.a. cheaper.
Cheaper.
Astros ain't loyal.
There you go. Well, congratulations, man. 1,000 episodes.
Thanks, man.
I remember when that first kicked off. Right, and is still you and DeRosa and Lauren?
Yeah. It's I took, you know, the show itself has been around since 2015, but I joined the show in 2018, and it's been I've been lucky enough to do a lot of really cool and neat things in my career, but this is the best show that I've ever been a part of, and you know, I love the people, I love D-Ro and Lauren, but I also love the people behind the scenes and behind the camera in the control room. It's just a collaborative effort and everyone pulling in the same direction, which I love.
There you go, man. Congratulations, man. Well,
thanks.
Well, Roflo, I want to get we had this conversation last year a little bit when the Astros started to get it rolling again, and I mean just absolutely erased a 10-game deficit as fast as I've ever seen. But now, man, they are obviously starting to kind of run away with the West right now, even though, you know, Kyle Raleigh is going crazy in Seattle, but they're running away with this thing. Are you as surprised as some others are with how it's happening? I'm sure people before the year, if you said the Astros are going to have a 5-game lead in late June, it wouldn't have been a shock. But it's the way that's happened.
Yeah, no, I think you hit it on the head, show. It's how they're doing it. Yordan has played how many games? Is he even in double figures? I don't know. Christian Walker hasn't yet got going. He's in double figures in homers, but the OPS is still below 700. Jeremy Pena has turned himself into an all-star and, quite frankly, an MVP candidate. Now, people will be like, wait a minute, what? I mean, Jeremy Pena he's second in war in the American League, behind only Aaron Judge. So it's been a remarkable feat what they've done. And I think a lot of credit has to be given to Joe Espada, the coaching staff, and to Dana Brown and his staff. So it kind of makes you wonder what this team could look like once you get the reinforcements back. Yordan, Christian Javier, Lance McCullers, Spencer Arrighetti, Jacob Melton, guys like that. So it's been an interesting and certainly surprising start thus far.
Which part of everything that you just mentioned, Roflo, do you think is the more real one, right? I mean, when you talk about Jake Meyers hitting 300 plus, yeah, and he somehow, the last few games, Roflo, he's been in a 4-5 hole. I mean, I'm sorry, he's been hitting second or something. Like, yeah. Anyway, yes. I mean, like, that is something I never, you know, Cam hitting 270 as a rookie in right field and looking like he absolutely belongs. His athletic ability, I mean, on display on a nightly basis. Pinion that one, you know, leading it off. Like, which one of these, I'd call even Pinion unexpected. Like, which one of these unexpected guys that are lighting it up so far this season do you think is the most real, and hey, this is the closest version of them that we're going to get?
Yeah, that's a great question, because I really feel like it's a multi-layered answer. I think Cam Smith eventually has a chance to be an aircraft carrier, a guy that is a cornerstone middle of the order bat. He's not there yet, but I think he has a potential to be that. I think Jeremy Pena might be the one that has the most staying power. Now, look, is he going to be second in WAR? Is he going to be hitting above 300 for the rest of his career, for the rest of this season? I don't know. But look, we've seen him thrive on the biggest of stages when he was a rookie. You know, LCS MVP, World Series MVPs in the same postseason. There's not a lot of dudes that can say that they've done that, much less as a young player. So I feel like Pena is the one that has the most staying power. But I'm glad you mentioned Jake Meyers. Look, his defense has always been elite, but he has cut down on the chase rate. He has cut down on the swing and miss. And he has really found himself offensively. And I know he's been the subject of a lot of scorn and speculation over the past couple of years because he what he hasn't done offensively. So I'm really happy for him, what he's produced so far.
Robert Flores, MLB Network, MLB Central every morning on MLB Network is with us. And when we look at all of this, and we'll get to some of the trade deadline stuff coming up and what they may need to go after. But when you look at this and everything we're talking about, and this, it's a surprise with how it's happened, as you just kind of went over. What is Joe Espada? Like, in terms of what kind of manager and what level or tier do you put him in? Because he really has a Nick Sirianni kind of feel to me, to where I look at him and I wonder, like, I don't feel like he's one of the best managers at baseball, but
yeah,
when I look at what he's kind of done the last 2 years, being down early like they were, injuries, his production looks like he is one of those. Well, how would you describe what Joe Espada is?
Look, I think that if he's able to sustain this level with his team and guide them to the postseason, guide them to another division title. Look, when they were down, when they were doubled back 10 games in last year and ultimately came back to win the division, I think that said a lot to me about him as a manager. And also, of course, obviously the players within that locker room and clubhouse, but they obviously trust him. They obviously like playing for him and like to play hard for him. So could you say he's underrated? Maybe a little bit, because look what they've done. I mean, look at how many injured players on the injured list do they have? Just from the starting rotation alone. Yeah. It's remarkable. And what you're getting or not getting from Yordan Alvarez because of injury, Arrighetti, Javier, who else am I missing? McCullers. So you're throwing out guys that are not top prospects. The Astros, I keep being told over and over again that their farm system is weak. Yet more often than not, especially pitchers, they come up and they produce. And I think that speaks to Joe Espada, and more importantly, I think that speaks to the coaching staff and the whole player development system.
Hey, speaking of pitching, and you may have mentioned him, Hunter Brown. I mean, just I think Fromber, yeah. We're getting what, you know, I don't think Fromber, the greatness that is we're watching right now in terms of how good he really is, and again, I don't think it surprises anybody.
No.
But Hunter Brown kind of coming into his own, you know, he became my favorite Astro right now with that little back and forth with Nato, whatever the hell the guy's name was. And then Moore comes out of the dugout trying to get him a little bit too. And it looked like Hunter Brown had no problem going at him as well. Like that, it just seems like what Hunter Brown is doing has just been a matter of time before it happened. But just, you know, just your thoughts on Hunter Brown, the success, how good is he, and how real do you think this is?
Well, look, as far as how real it is, I mean, there's a reason he got that new agent, right? So, I mean, he's feeling himself, and rightly so. I agree with you. Fromber Valdez is the Astros are fortunate in that I think that they have two co-aces at the top of the rotation.
Yep.
And that has been the hallmark of this franchise, not only during this recent run, this golden age of Astros baseball, but through its, since I was a kid watching in the 70s when you had Nolan Ryan and J.R. Richard or Nolan Ryan and Phil Niekro or Randy Johnson and whomever.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
So they're fortunate to have two aces at the top. But Hunter Brown, everything it just turned for him. A little more than a year ago, he was lost in 2024, the early part. But once he started implementing that sinker, he got more confidence. And now you can tell, to your point, Glenn, is that he is he goes out there and he's feeling himself. He is a bully on the mound. He knows what he needs to do to be successful, and he's not going to take any bleep from Zach Neto, Christian Moore, Mike Trout, Aaron Judge, anyone. And that's what I love from a top-of-the-rotation guy.
Real quick before we get you out of here, Roflo, do you get the sense that Dana Brown is in the business of doing anything that would be considered a big move in the deadline?
That's a great question. I don't see how they can – you know, I don't know if they have, again, talking about that farm system, I don't know if they have the pieces to go get that big, big player, so to speak. And not only that.
Do you think they need it?
Not necessarily, because I think that you can look at the post-All-Star break as with the return of Yordan Alvarez, the return of Spencer Arrighetti, the return of Lance McCullers, of Christian Javier, those are almost like de facto trades in of itself. I think we can feel pretty confident that if Yordan Alvarez is healthy and his hand is feeling good, he's going to mash. That's a big middle of the order bat that you basically haven't had all season going right back in. And as far as Javier and McCullers and Arrighetti, you don't know what they're going to look like once they return. but hopefully they're back to their former selves, because that would be a tremendous boost to get some of those names in your lineup and in your rotation.
Roflo, look, I know you're just being a nice guy, and I know that it's a tool in your toolbox to give you a second to think about your answer when you say that is a really good question. But my partner over here, he just lights up, man, like a glow stick when you do that. He thinks he's accomplished.
He is. I mean,
there's no need for that.
You guys have had some really good questions. I like where you're at right now.
Finally.
Hey, Roflo, man, we appreciate it. It's always great to have you on, man. And we will definitely be tuned in to MLB Central and at that 1,000th episode tomorrow at 9 a.m. MLB Network, y'all. It's 9 a.m. here in Houston tomorrow. So, Roflo, we appreciate you, man. And once again, congrats, brother.
Thank you very much, guys. Have a great weekend. And I'm getting some Houston weather here in the Northeast in New Jersey, except I'm paying New Jersey prices for this hot, for this heat and humidity. So hey, makes me miss home.
Hey, put your set of gills on and get out there and jog or something. Get you a good jog, man. You'll be all right. Hey, we appreciate
y'all. Have a great week, guys.
You too, brother. Thank you, man.
I'm faded as hell right now.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.